Blog Talk Radio.
Live around the world, in a site dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, one of the greatest advocates that ever lived. You know, a lot of people are very disturbed these days about statues and the memories and what certain statues stand for, and the business of slavery that took place way back in the 1800s and beyond, and rightfully so. You know, people should not have been treated like that. That's horrible. But people are not aware, or they forget, or they don't want to realize that slavery exists today. May not be exactly in the same form, but it certainly is slavery. And with this virus, you know, harming people, I believe the disabled number is going to grow. How many people are going to become disabled because of the virus or related conditions that have been aggravated by the virus? So why is it that we have to be slaves? We the disabled and many times the elderly. You know, you have these programs that are set up in such a way that the person has to work, and many, many times get nothing out of it. You know, you go to the state for this so-called evaluation and all that. Now, the people that are doing the evaluating, they get paid. Money comes in from the government to these agencies. Well, what about the people who are being evaluated? Isn't that work? Isn't that difficult psychological and many times physical work? You know, the uncertainty that you're not going to get what you need or what you want to do, that looms over your head. So they give you a fair hearing law. Well, many a slave could have a hearing too. Not much of a hearing. But even if you win the fair hearing, you're not compensated. You know? You get what? What do you get if you win the fair hearing? You get what they were supposed to give you in the first place? What about the compensation of having to go through that hearing and being humiliated? There's no financial restitution because you're a slave to the system. Now, one of the worst things, I'll tell you, that I believe, that I've witnessed personally, are these service dog schools. You go to a service dog school, they're not licensed, you have no rights to a guide dog or service dog. You train for 3 weeks. The agency, in most cases, has raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train the dog. You train for 3 weeks. The trainer and the administrators are not happy with the way you handle yourself or the dog. So they deny you the dog, and they keep the money. Isn't that slavery when there's no law to protect the person? When they're allowed to keep all that money and train you, and in their opinion, you shouldn't have the dog? How about other people's opinions who disagree with them? That's why there should be a law. That's why they should be licensed. You know? So, there you have a very vivid form of slavery in the service dog system. And it's horrible. It's getting worse. Met a guy on the train the other day who was disabled on the subway. He could hardly talk. He was a nice guy. And he told me that his girlfriend, who was disabled, was denied a service dog. Well, I don't know the circumstances. You know, I don't know what happened. I have no idea. But I do know, and this is a big important point, I do know that the woman has no rights to a hearing. I know that she can't get a lawyer and take the agency to court. I know that undoubtedly they used her to raise all that money. She's a slave to the system in so many ways. It's horrible. It has to be changed. If a person does work in connection with an evaluation, that person should be compensated, because you don't know if the powers that be are going to service you. There's no guarantee that they're going to service you. So why shouldn't you come out with something? How much do they get for the evaluation? So we'll take a ballpark. Let's say they get $5,000 for every evaluation. Shouldn't the person, disabled person, at least get half that money if they're working and you know, and being evaluated, and you know, that should be the law. You should get half the money, because you don't know what else you're going to get. At least you know if you get that, you got something. These agencies don't help you find a job. You got to do that on your own. And most places you go to when you're disabled are not accessible. At least if you had half that money, you'd have a chance to do something. When we come back, we're going to talk about how the nursing homes have set up a system of slavery. Oh, that's got to be the worst. Inner sight around the world, Big East, the key to rescue, .org. Joanne Diamond, my good friend, and 609-388-7004, the Big East, AkitaRescue.org, Adopt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet, very loyal, hardworking, very caring, Akita. All right, Anthony Kennedy, my buddy over there, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, good friend, the inner sight around the world. All the beautiful children, take care of them, watch over them. How many kids are slaves to these institutions, are being used to take in tremendous amounts of money and get nothing or very little out of it? All right. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell, to mention a few. Ollie, of course, had excellent care from his dad and mom, and all the others suffered abuse. So a lot more needs to be done to protect children, especially if they're disabled and they're more vulnerable. All right. Go an extra mile for that child. Inner sight reminds you. Hey, around the world, nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085 on the dog food, cat food, medical. And you speak to Gary. He's still out there. Nobody starves on Long Island. Check him out. Long Island connection. Some good people over there. We honor them. You get them, you can find them on the Facebook. All right, trying to make a difference. Some of our good friends, TuroLawCenter.com, SuttonInsurance.com, and Good Mojo Printers with a .com. And I want to thank Dr. Calliope, who is a holistic doctor, for reaching out and helping, wanting to help Suzanne. We're working on that. We have to raise $10,000. Anybody out there who would like to contribute to that, call InnerSight. Let's make it easier. Call, and we'll tell you how to make the checkout. 631-224-3090. We'll have a GoFundMe set up, but it's not up yet. But in the meantime, you can call 631-224-3090. It's a life and death matter. The doctor's been treating her for 30 years, and she's getting worse. All right, so this is a stem cell procedure. So if you'd like to help, we'd greatly appreciate it. We're going to be putting the word out there as much as possible. InnerSight around the world, and talking tonight about how there's a modern-day slavery in this country, and it applies to millions and millions of people, many of whom are not only disabled, but members of the minority. And I've said it time and time again. Minority groups should start helping their disabled members. You know, that's really a form of prejudice when they look down on people who are not only minorities but disabled. That's a horrible, horrible situation. All right. So we're determined to change that too. Around the world, InnerSight, awaiting the entrance of our engineer co-host so we can get phone calls. By the way, the number is 213-816-1650. If you're listening and you want to dial in, you can listen on the phone, or you can push the number 1 and be in the queue to speak. And we'll try to get you on the air as soon as possible. One of the most horrible systems on this planet is the nursing home. People go into a nursing home for various reasons. The family doesn't want them. They're too old to do everything on their own. The state condemns them won't give them the help, and won't reach out and get these agencies to fundraise and offset some of the cost, and won't allow a volunteer system to be put in, where a person doesn't have to get a salary, they can just get a bill paid for the month and work that way. That's what InnerSight wants to do. So you have a system that's set up, and we saw a horrible demonstration of this slavery over this virus, how people were forced to stay in the nursing home, and other people who were ill were brought in, some of whom had the virus, some of whom had pneumonia, some of whom had other contagious conditions that we don't even know about, you know. And how many people in the nursing homes were infected by those. We don't even know that. I haven't heard any numbers on that. I'd like to hear that one. How many people have died in the nursing home because they contracted something from these people being brought in? And how many people were on programs to be released and those programs weren't activated? In a site called for that, on the Twitter, on the show, in the news conferences, they can't say we didn't tell them because we did. So there you have millions of people enslaved in these nursing homes. And typically along with that, horrible food, horrible conditions, you know, noted by some of the politicians that the air conditioners weren't equipped properly and that the virus and other germs weren't being filtered out. Sure, the slaves get the garbage. What do you think? Isn't that the way it was in the old days with slaves? You know? They didn't get the good stuff or get taken care of well. They were made to live in substandard housing and all that stuff. So you have the same thing in the nursing home. They take your money away. You don't have money in the nursing home. You know, you get what, a lousy $50 a month, if that. You deteriorate mentally and physically. It's even worse when your family forgets about you and they don't want anything to do with you. Or when your family steals your money and puts you in a nursing home. One of the biggest forms of slavery in this country. Legal. It's legal. Just like it was in the South hundreds of years ago. It was legal to have slaves. Well, so it is today with these nursing homes. It's legal to treat people subhuman and to expose them to disease from people coming in from the outside and from the hospitals.
Yep.
It's all legal, world. And that's why we say get those people out of there, put them in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now one of the latest things they're saying, I heard yesterday, is it's easier to get the virus if you stay home all the time. Well, these people had to stay in.
Yeah.
They couldn't get up and walk out.
Yeah.
How many slaves in the 1800s feared for their lives and couldn't get up and walk out?
Yeah.
And if you ran away...
Let me read the definition.
If you ran away and got caught, you would be punished severely. Go ahead. You want to read the definition? Go ahead.
Yeah. From the Encyclopedia Britannica, slavery, condition in which one human being was owned by another. A slave was considered by law as property or cattle and was deprived of most rights ordinarily held by free persons.
Yeah, well, that to me, that describes people in the nursing home.
Yeah.
And other places too.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a person's money, where are they going to go?
Right.
You know, how are they going to have rights?
That's right.
You can't have rights in this country without money, or in any country without money.
Yeah, that's true.
So you got to stay there.
You know what's
abused, mistreated.
You know what's akin to that, aside from what we are going through? Human trafficking. Yeah. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
And forcing people to work in sweatshops. Yeah.
I heard something on the news that was horrible. They found 21 young children in a house in Mexico.
Oh my.
Being held prisoner by three women. They locked the bitches up. Three women. And these kids were being used to, for pornographic crap.
Oh, God.
To make money.
Pedophilia.
To make money, you know. They probably,
pedophilia, yeah.
Pictures and all that stuff, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, it's the pedophilia industry.
So
that's
there's a form of slavery. It's horrible.
That's
child
slavery.
Child
slavery and child human trafficking and the whole, you know, gamut of things that, you know, it actually is disgusting. And I just cannot, you know, even fathom what people
But it's happening right here in this country.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's happening right here. And nobody is doing anything about it regarding the disabled.
No.
Nobody.
Or the elderly.
Yeah.
It's like they're thrown
You don't
away.
Hear of anything, you know. Only in the site talk about this stuff.
We're enslaved to the system big time.
Sure.
We are.
When I have to cross
that, but it's true.
When I have to cross the street in this town where I live and I can't read one damn light and there's noise out there and traffic and
it's
and
scary.
Lawnmowers and everything. Many a times I feel like I'm a slave to this system.
No, I feel like I'm not
there's
worthy
no damn enforcement.
Enough. I'm not worthy enough for you to give a damn. That's what I feel. That's what I feel.
Yeah, because there's no enforcement.
Right.
Of
for you to
stupid
give 2 cents.
Ass law.
Yeah.
It's ADA. Somebody sent me email about the 30th anniversary of the ADA.
Yeah, it is.
You know? And this email is about some guy, and I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing. Some guy who made a film, disabled guy, you know, about the 30th anniversary of the ADA, you know.
Yeah.
So I answered the email. The first thing I said was, how come the ADA doesn't protect a blind person who is denied a guide dog? Where's the enforcement? And then I went on to tell him about the nursing homes and all that stuff. I don't know if they got it, but I answered it, you know. How can you celebrate a law that doesn't protect you?
That's true.
It's crazy. I told James Bahamundi that the other day. He agreed with me.
Yeah.
He's an ADA lawyer.
He's an ADA lawyer. He knows it more firsthand than anybody else.
He agrees with me.
What the ADA is so grossly inefficient,
it's
not
horrible.
Funny.
It's
horrible. Absolutely horrible.
You know? And people are making money on it.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
The judges get paid.
Oh, yeah. Everybody
gets
paid.
The lawyers
for the disabled.
Make money on it.
Yeah.
There's no money behind the ADA to enforce it, though.
No.
Not a damn dime that I know of.
No.
Yeah. All right. In a sight, do the ABLE News, and then we'll see about any callers.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past almost 30 years. It coincides with the ADA. It happened after the ADA. Anyway, past 30 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personals page, like I said, that boasts two marriages, and they have a classified section also. They also have the subscription that you can get, you know, items. Just visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, around the world, in a site, and don't forget to sign our petition to license the guide dog schools so people don't have to be slaves to them.
Yeah.
And sign the nursing home petition. We're going to modify that. We have to change that.
Yeah, we do.
I think we have a lot of some better ideas.
Yeah, we thought
of
better ideas,
a lot of money.
Based on what Michelle Charlesworth was helping us with. She actually gave us really good ideas. So
Michelle
is
definitely interested in this nursing home project that Innersight is working with, trying to bring about, and we'll keep you posted. 213-816-1650 phone number here, talking about how people are slaves to the system, the government, the agencies, and it's not a cool situation. It's horrible.
I'm enslaved to this medicine that I'm on, which is horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're trying to get you off. It's the worst thing in my life. We're trying to eliminate that and remedy that.
Yeah. I know.
I spoke about that earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Innersight, anybody on the line?
Yes, we have Maureen. Let me see if she's still in queue. Hold on. Let me check.
Is she able to talk? Or?
I don't know. Let me check. I have to get to the same screen. And all right. Hang on. Give me a second.
All right. Innersight around the world. And people should not be used or abused.
No, they shouldn't.
People need to have freedom and rights. If you're dealing with a program and they can't help you and you have to work and be evaluated and do work and all that, you should be compensated for that work.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
If the person
really
is going to get paid, who's doing the evaluation, the person who's being evaluated should get paid. It's work.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we'd like to see happen.
Mm-mm. I got locked out of the system.
A person should not, under any circumstances, lose their disability benefits as long as they're disabled. That little bit of money should belong to that person. That's another goal of Innersight. That way you always have something to fall back on, because you never know, especially in this crazy world. Look what happened with this virus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how many people who were disabled who lost their job, now they don't have their disability, you know?
Yeah.
Had to go on maybe welfare, and then...
Okay, she's in queue.
And then the welfare can ask for that money back.
Oh, yeah. Look what happened with me.
So that disability money should not be cut off as long as you're disabled.
I agree with that. I totally
agree. All right, so what do we got, a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Maureen.
All right, Innersight. Live. Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh,
hey.
Hi, how are you, too? How are you?
Good.
Did you have that awful storm?
Yeah, it was loud.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was loud.
It's still going on here. I still hear thunder.
It's rum. Well, it was here for a little bit, and I guess it moved westward. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
No,
it was
here for a long time. Then it was moving out to NASA, but I hear a little rumbling now again.
Yeah, it's still rumbling over here. Sorry.
I've been trying to get somebody to fix the phone up on my mom's floor for 3 days now. 3 days. I've told the guard he was going to tell someone. The other guard was going to. They know about it, the ones who answer the phone up there. I finally got one of the ones who came back from her 8,000-year vacation.
Okay.
I told her today. So hopefully they can get. I mean, is this ridiculous? You can't get a phone to work after 3 days in a nursing home?
No.
I mean, what if there was an emergency?
Why didn't
they
just call
the
phone
so
company?
You know what they said they're going to do?
Let her answer my question. Why didn't they call the phone company?
I got told by one of them, the phone company is here today. I said, are they fixing that phone? And they're putting in a line. I said, well, are they fixing the phone up on 3 South? Oh, I don't know.
She don't know?
You mean they were there and they didn't fix you? They didn't fix the phone?
That's what I was told. Oh, they're putting in a line. I said, well, are they going to fix the phone up on 3 South? I don't know. Well, obviously they didn't because
that's how
as
these
of
people
this
do
afternoon
things,
it still wasn't working.
What do you expect?
I know.
Well, they told me distinctly not to put a phone in her room because of COVID, they could move you at any time. Because if you contract it, you move to the other building.
You know,
so
this whole
the phone
thing is
go
just
with
getting.
You? If it's your phone?
No. That's why they said don't put a phone in.
It's a landline.
Yeah, don't put a landline in.
The form of slavery.
That's why I have a little cell phone there, and it's in the drawer.
Mm. It's just getting to be, too. I don't even know what it is. I can't even describe what it is anymore. It's getting too ridiculous. And, Trump had, it's all political, a lot of it, too, because he had threatened to send in the troops, which I wish he would have if it came to it. But then he and the governor talked, and to save face, they got rid of them this morning, the ones that were camping out by City Hall, the occupiers. So that's all political, because isn't it, says de Blasio, it became time. It was just a lot of homeless guys. Why, this day it became homeless? He didn't see. It's also political, because they wanted to save face, because Trump would have sent them in.
Well, no, here's the other thing. Trump says, because the people in the nursing homes haven't been able to communicate with their loved ones because we prevented them from communicating with their loved ones, we're going to provide them with electronic devices. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Am I hearing correctly?
Well, you still can't see them, though. We still can't come in touch,
still can't
contact with them then.
They could die, but it don't matter. You can't be next to your own loved one, and it won't matter.
No, that's why this whole thing is just too, at least he brought up that the protesters could have spiked up some of the, because nobody here has mentioned the protesters and spiking up anything, It's just, I can't take it anymore. I mean, I have to see, now it's supposedly the first week in August. I have to see my mom at some point in time.
She's the first week of August? You know when I am, Frank? Because one person contracted COVID, the employee contracted COVID. I've been pushed back from July 29th, which was supposed to be when I was supposed to see my mom, and they were supposed to open it up. And now it's pushed back all the way to August 18th.
And there was a man on yesterday who got another positive when he was negative, and he had all his family and people isolate for nothing. They give all these false, positives, and it's just too. Well, you're not even asked if you should go have a test or anything. So what if a relative even brings it in? How are they going to know who brings it in? And by the time they track it, isn't it too late?
I'll be back, Frank. Hold on.
If they say that they're not letting people in because somebody contracted the virus, my first response would be, where's that in writing? I want to see it in writing. I don't believe you. I want
it's
a written
statement
from the doctor that this person has the virus. You don't have to give me the person's name. Just, Where's the written proof?
Yeah.
They could tell you anything.
I know.
Who's going to believe these people? I wouldn't believe
them. I wouldn't believe anybody.
Yeah, they can just be making you not come, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, you can't believe them.
I don't believe any of them. I don't trust any of them as far as I could spit. Really. They're just
evil.
There's no way they can do testing and tracing, and especially when there's so many false ones. You know what I mean? Oh, and now if you have a fever, you don't have to isolate.
Wait, Maureen, what?
I'm sorry.
Oh, now if you have a fever, you don't have to isolate yourself for 10 days. 3 days is enough.
When did you hear that? I didn't hear that part.
On the news earlier.
Okay.
In amongst Kanye the crazy man and his crazy-ass wife. And the crazy-ass reporters who keep telling us about Kanye and his crazy wife.
Who's
so
Kanye?
I'm supposed to be hearing about those two.
They're still going to run? He's going to still run?
Oh, the rap singer.
What?
He ran away. Look, he's running.
Oh, he's running?
Well,
he ran away. I heard he left the country.
Really?
No. He's manic. He's bipolar. He's everything else. And he's going to run for president.
Yeah. Well, they figures if Trump could do it, he could.
He might do a better job than some of these so-called normal ones.
That's true.
I tell you, it's too crazy to even, I'm here by myself. My mom's there by herself. Why can't we be together? This is just, I'm sick of it. I am totally sick of it. Totally sick of it. I mean, it's going into 5 months now next week, and it's going to break soon. It has to. It has to. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go in and yank around, and I don't care if we have to go find a log cabin and live somewhere in the woods.
Log cabin and live in the woods. I love it.
Oh, you'd be
This is crazy.
You'd probably be better
off.
I'm sorry, right?
This is just totally ridiculous. That we as Americans can't be with our family members? This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they didn't listen
to us. And even if... Yeah. And with the worker, say the worker works downstairs, would she have spread it to every, what I mean? Just isolate her, the one who has it in the nursing home,
Yeah, but they don't do that. I mean, I find that to be really crazy, that they don't even do that.
Well, the testing is crazy anyway, because you could have a test done on Monday and Wednesday get it, and who would even know?
They're going to try and get these tests that were no good in the first place, the quick ones. I don't know why they're getting them, since they're no good in the first place. Why they're getting them to, use them. I mean, how could you use something that's no good in the first place?
I know. The whole thing is just,
crazy.
This whole thing was just
insane.
Everything's just a mess,
You know who would give you a straight answer about those tests? I'll tell you who. Dr. Calliope.
Or Dr. Gurman.
Ask him about it.
Is he on TV? Is he on the radio,
Is he
on the radio?
He is.
Yeah,
he's on the radio.
Yeah.
ABC?
He's
on ABC?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I think I heard a bit of him the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I think I heard him advertised, too. I'll have to tune him in.
Ask him about the test.
He's very good.
On the weekend. Yeah, he's on the weekend, right? I think Saturday night, they said?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the name when you said it, it rang a bell. So, yeah, I heard his ad on even, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, because these test things to me don't make a bit of sense. Yeah, the poor guy out on the, I think it was out on the island. He had his wife and daughter isolate. He had his other friends, he told, because he decreased it, and for nothing. People lost days at work, he said, over it.
Jeez.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
And the nursing home that had 80 people that were positive that weren't, they were negative.
God.
So what the heck is the point of these tests, you know?
And they're not.
That's why I don't even want to have a test, because I'm afraid they'll give you something. I swear to God.
Nah, that they won't. I know that for a fact.
Well,
I wouldn't try.
No, I know that for a fact. I do. That,
yeah, you don't
just
know. You don't know anything.
A cotton swab. No, a cotton swab goes in you. Not anything else but a cotton swab. So that's not anything that will give you anything.
Who knows what's on that cotton swab?
Well.
Yeah, really.
I don't trust them. I really truly don't trust them. Like the girl who felt okay
just,
and she went and
was just swabbing, like, the back of your throat to make sure that, you know, you're not, you know, you don't have it. And they put it on, like, you know how you get a culture for, like, a strep throat?
How do you know the person who's swabbing you doesn't have the virus?
Well, that's
another
story. That's another story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good question. How do you know they don't have it?
Hey, you don't know.
No, you don't. Therefore, stay away from them. Take your oil of oregano. You'll be safer.
Nice. But if you get it, you have to be tested, you know.
Well, if
you
get it, that's one thing.
Yeah.
If you get it, that's one thing.
Why do you have to be tested? People get virus all the time.
Yeah, but this one's not. This one's a pretty strong one, Frank.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
You don't think it's that strong? If I catch it.
No, not if you have the right kind
it.
Of immune system.
I don't. I have a really horrible one. So if I catch it, it won't be a good situation.
Well, that's why we're trying to help you to go to Calipee.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
You have a much better immune system. It's all this works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that works out for you, Suzanne.
I know it will.
Right.
I know that I've been there before when I was able to work, and he was. I felt much better. But now, the only reason why I couldn't go there was because I couldn't really afford it. Because it was getting to be, you know, I just couldn't do it. And it's not covered under health insurance, which is another real stupid thing, if you ask me. This stuff works, and it's not, you know, covered.
Right.
You know,
it
reminds me of, what do you call it, chiropractic, too. Some of it's not covered.
It's a shame because it's like those glasses that help people to read. You know, they talk out loud what you're reading. It's like $3,000, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame things have to be so expensive for people that need things, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
It really is. Yes,
man.
Yeah. I don't know.
All of this stuff
hope...
you should have access to. You shouldn't have to worry about where you're going to get it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight television, let's see, tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We're on right now on Long Island, channel 20.
Oh, yeah.
Half the show is over, but channel 20, Long Island. 1997 tonight, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. It's all reruns till we can get back in there. So at least it's on, though.
Oh,
all right.
That's cool.
Inner Sight, and let's see. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night's show is what?
Hold on. I'll give it to you.
Tomorrow night about the, the agent? The agency.
Yeah, it's about the agency. Always about the agency. And actually, I think this one's about the government.
Well, you can't talk enough about it.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. Government listens to the agencies and not us.
Oh, yeah, the government. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the government, I contacted the Republican National Committee today, trying to get word to President Trump, and I contacted the local committee here in Suffolk County, and they're supposed to put me in touch with Andrew Guarino, who's running for Congress, take Mr. King's seat. So I'm hoping that they're going to contact me and we're going to get the message out and get a letter to Mr. Trump and work together on implementing some of these things that InterSight wants to do. So we're trying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Democrats,
mm-hmm.
forget it. They're dead. They're
Oh, yeah.
After what Cuomo did and how he didn't answer
mm-hmm.
my letter, I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to waste my time with them.
Mm-mm. No.
That's how I feel about it. And I'm a
you
registered
know what I
Democrat,
think also?
By the way.
You know what I think also? I think that, with Cuomo, he has this, excuse me, I'm going to say it, stupid-ass, call center. It's so impersonal. So you don't get a real call into
like him.
Like him. Yeah, and it's terrible.
Well, it's more than that. He has a stupid-ass attitude.
That, too.
That's why I said it's like him.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Nothing like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His dad was an honorable, mm-hmm. upstanding, straightforward guy. And Cuomo
mm-hmm.
acts like he knows everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't always know everything.
No, nobody does.
That's
nobody
right.
does. Even with all this stuff we talk about going on in the nursing homes, it's all speculation, world. We don't know.
Well, I do. You know why?
You
I
don't
was,
know.
I lived there for a little bit. I lived in
well,
a
that's
nursing home.
That was a long time ago. We're talking about now.
I went every day for 15 hours. I went every day for 15 hours up until March 10th or March 11th.
Yeah, when you were there, you knew more. But now,
I knew exactly what went on.
You're not there. You don't know a damn thing.
No, no, I have no idea.
It's all speculation.
Not at all.
They can tell you anything they want.
You know what? It has gotten worse. That's all I have to say.
Well, we know that, but the
details. My mom. I mean, I was abused in there more than once and neglected and dropped and all of that. I was dropped from
oil. Well, that we know, but I'm talking about the daily. Stuff that goes on that you don't know.
I do because I was in there months. You don't.
No, no, no. You're not there now. You're not there now.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about now.
I'm not there for my mom. No, and I'm not there now. Thank God.
I'm not talking about months ago or years ago. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
When you were there, you knew, but now you don't know.
Yeah.
You're not there.
I guess you could say that.
They could tell you anything they want. You know.
I can't even get through on the phone. Even find out how she is.
No.
When I do get through on the phone, it's after days. Days. It's terrible.
Well, I used to call in the morning and at night, and they tell me she's but the phone isn't working good. So last night he told me she was okay. He went and checked so we could hear each other a little. But today, it just, clicks off halfway through. They can't hear me. I can't hear them, and...
That's
21st century.
Not for nothing. They have a phone wire and everything and a phone in there and it doesn't work. That's crazy.
Yeah, and this
all
is
the money
the
they get and
desk,
they can't operate a phone.
And this is the front desk. This ain't even in her room or anything because she doesn't have one in her room. But this is the front desk on that floor.
They're going to provide people. Now listen to this. This is what I thought of. If they're going to provide people with computers and stuff like that on the inside of a nursing home, what happens to the people who are disabled trying to communicate with their loved ones or friends? Huh? Are they going to provide something for them, too, to communicate with their family members?
I mean, my mom can't work a computer, and there are people on the next floor that are on ventilators. How are they going to do it?
Let's provide things to get people out.
Yeah, instead of wasting the money for computers and stuff like that in the nursing home, put them in their own homes. Have the volunteer system that
get
we
people
talk
the
about,
hell
pay,
out of there before
people,
the next emergency
all of
comes
that.
In.
Yeah,
that's right. Mhm. Yep.
That's what they should be
that's
doing.
Right.
Yes, save that money.
That's right. Yep.
All right, InterSight. We're going to move on, Maureen. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Keep in touch
Take care, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you too, both of you.
I'm gonna call Kennedy tomorrow, see if he has any lead on the place.
That's
good.
Cool.
Okay, very good.
Check
and
in
he's
with
juggling
him.
Between you and I.
Gotta be an apartment around someplace. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've been given a whole bunch of listings too, and some of them.
I have to.
Yeah, wait list on them, which I can't stand.
Yeah, I know. That's the bad part. The list, you know, that you wait on.
I gave
a
one or two that didn't have a wait list, but they're more money. So it's like you don't know what's the best at that point.
Yeah.
Well, look into
it.
How much is it?
Well, the one that I know,
it's
only a one bedroom. She needs two at least.
Well, you need two.
She needs one for her mom and one for her. You know, and room for the wheelchair and other equipment if she needs it. She needs at least a two bedroom in that development. It's where my mom used to live before she moved to Pominac, and where I used to live before I met my husband. My husband used to date me when I lived there.
You need more room. You can't just do
it. It had two bedrooms. But the two bedroom is 2,000, but the one bedroom is 1,700.
So.
It's only $300 more for two.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said.
Well, 2,000 would be doable. That's okay. 2,000,
yeah.
You know?
For Long Island and New York, yeah, that's doable. Between the two of your
all right, so
incomes,
if that's available, check
good.
It out.
Yeah, cool,
yeah, I have
Sonia.
To call them back because I didn't get any
answers. Yeah, cool, Sonia, like I said.
Well,
where is it located?
I could call her with you. I could.
Where is it located?
Oh, yeah.
Farmingdale.
Over
South
there.
Farmingdale, though. A little bit further from me, but it's not too far. We could probably take a bus to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ought to call them first, see if it's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to give them a call the other day. I tried a couple days, but I couldn't get. One mailbox was full, and the other one I just gave, a recording, but nobody came on live, so... I'll have to try again.
All right, well,
what
keep
time
us posted.
Did you call? What time did you call on the one that's, in Pominac? What time did you call? Because they leave at 4 o'clock.
In the afternoon. Afternoon sometime, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-ish.
They leave at 3-4 o'clock on the Pominac one. The other one, I don't remember what time she leaves. It's been a while. But, that's the one that could have one available. And you still keep your name on Pominac because that's Section 8. The other one isn't Section 8. But it's still low in price.
Yeah. I'll call them again. I'll give them another call.
They have
tomorrow.
A place available at Pominac?
No, they won't for a while.
Oh, they don't.
It's usually 3 to 5 years even more sometimes, depending on it's very long wait. But because she has a disability and her mom is, and she's over the age of 55, she has a good chance. That's the way it works. She has a visual disability that you get more priority.
Yeah. I'll give them
that's
a call again and see what they
bit
say.
Of a priority.
Yeah.
All right, so let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're
going to
move on. Thank you.
Five Pominacs.
Maureen.
Okay. All right.
There's five
okay,
of
thanks,
them.
Guys. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Inside, live around the world, 213-816-1650, talking about how people are enslaved to the system and how... You know, that slavery is not recognized by the general public or by the agencies or by the government. They don't look at it like that.
No.
They think they're helping us. Well, they want to think they're helping us.
Yeah, right.
But it's really making it harder for people
Yeah.
When you are controlled.
Yeah.
You know, and you have no choice, and because nobody knows what's going to happen in life.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why we should be in control of our own lives. We should not be slaves to a system.
That's true.
And that goes for the people who are going to become disabled tomorrow, the next day, next month, whatever.
Yeah, they say that many of these people who have COVID, okay, this one woman, she is a reporter. She was doing a filming the protests and all, and she got sick, and she got very sick. Started out with her, I heard this story today. She started out, she was in Georgia when she got sick, and she got stuck in Georgia too. And she got extremely sick that she had her appendix.
Is that the one who works for CNN?
She was interviewed on CNN, but I don't know if she worked
for CNN.
Yeah,
I heard about
CNN,
Ira
maybe.
Told me about it today.
Yeah. She had a huge appendicitis from it. And
it's complications.
They had
about
to
all
take
time.
Part of her colon out from it.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. It was very, very bad. It was, you know, about to, you know, burst.
People,
and it was so infected her colon, too. So they took part of her colon out. And she says, I feel like I used to be able to run up and down stairs and do things. This thing took so much out of me that I can't do anything. And I'm only 20-something years old. That's what she said.
Well, people don't know enough and do enough to protect themselves from infections.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what a lot of this is about. You know, you gotta get on that. I mean, you got the damn internet. Use it. You know,
yeah.
Find out how to protect yourself. Don't count on these damn doctors because they want you to be sick.
Yes, they do.
Most doctors want you to be sick and go
most,
to them and spend all that money. Not all.
Some
most
don't.
Of them.
Some actually want to heal you. Some want from the bottom of their heart to help you. This guy, Dr. Calliope, okay, he is an MD. He is, but he chose...
He's an exception.
You know, yes, he is. He chose to use medicine. He goes, that will be my very last resort. If there's no other, I will do everything and anything to not give you medicine. That's what he said.
Well, he's an exception.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in slavery, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. See? Yeah.
He's like the white plantation owners in the South in the 1800s who didn't believe. Now you never hear about these people who didn't believe in slavery and who protected the black people who worked for them and took them in like family and treated them beautifully.
Yeah, or put them underneath in the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, that
you
too.
Know, they, you know, and they allowed them to get
save
free.
Save their lives.
I've known that. Yeah, and they survived.
You got people like that today. But, you know, the big mistake, these black groups don't honor those people. Why don't they?
Some do. Some do.
I've never heard of one.
I have.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Another episode, and thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Anybody want to make a donation to the $10,000 fund? We haven't got the GoFundMe yet, but call Inner Sight. We'll tell you how to make out the check and where to send it. All right? And we appreciate it very much. All right.
Yes,
to help
I do very
save
much so.
Suzanne's life with Dr. Calliope. You want to know who he is? Listen to ABC Radio.
Yes.
And look us up on the ABC Eyewitness News website. You want to know who we are.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be with you tomorrow night live. Inner Sight, thank you so much. And around the world. And everybody. Stay healthy. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.